This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. In a few minutes, online obscenity, the law, the rules, and Larry Flint. First, though, in a rare primetime news conference, President Bush spoke to the press and American people from the White House last night. He gave a lengthy opening statement before taking questions from reporters. Here's a sample of what the president said, drawing on a theme he returned to again and again. Iraq and terrorism are linked.
The violence we are seeing in Iraq is familiar. The terrorist who takes hostages or plants a roadside bomb near Baghdad is serving the same ideology of murder that kills innocent people on trains in Madrid and murders children on buses in Jerusalem and blows up a nightclub in Bali and cuts the throat of a young reporter for being a Jew.
There is such a thing as global terrorism, Mr. Bush said, and if these incidences are not linked operationally, they are linked philosophically, and the battle against terrorism is taking place in Iraq. Then came questions from reporters. For a review, we're joined by Chris Sullentrop. He's Deputy Washington Bureau Chief for our online partners, Slate Magazine. Chris, welcome back to Day to Day.
Hi, Alex. So
the questions focused on two fronts last night, Iraq and the ongoing 9/11 hearings. One question came from Terry Moran of ABC News early on. He said to Mr. Bush, "You haven't found the weapons of mass destruction that you said were there. Our troops were not greeted with flowers and welcomes by the people of Iraq. We don't know what's happened to the oil revenues that we're going to pay for this war. There's a lot that you got wrong. How do you explain that to the American people?" Tell me how you think the president did with his response. What did he say, and how adequate was his answer?
He kind of rehashed the old justification for war, or one of the many justifications for war. This was a grave and gathering threat. Saddam was a danger. Other people thought he was a danger. We're not protected by oceans like we thought we were. And I just don't think that's really sufficient. I mean, people don't want to know why did we go to Iraq. They want to know what now that we're there. And this whole press conference sounded a lot like that. It was, hey, I made this decision. It was the right decision. End of conversation. And for the reporters there, hey, that's the start of the conversation, not the end of it.
A lot of the questions focused on 9/11 and the ongoing commission hearings. Mr. Bush said that had officials known that Osama bin Laden was planning to use airplanes to attack America and fly into buildings, he would have, quote, moved heaven and earth to have done anything to prevent that. How do you think the president did on 9/11?
That construction you just said is something this administration says all the time. But they did know terrorists were trying to hijack airplanes. They did know terrorists wanted to blow up buildings. They tried to blow up the World Trade Center before. And I'm not saying that they necessarily could have prevented 9/11, but they did know that the Osama bin Laden wanted to attack America. And so this constant obsession with this legalistic formulation, hey, we didn't know people were going to fly airplanes into buildings, I just think that's an inadequate answer to that question.
Three times last night, Chris, three times reporters asked Mr. Bush, do you think you should take personal responsibility for the attacks on 9/11, for failing to prevent them in the way that his former counterterrorism chief and now critic, Richard Clark, had apologized to people at the 9/11 commission hearings for having failed to prevent the attacks? And Mr. Bush at first didn't actually respond to those questions and then finally said, no, it's not my responsibility. It's Osama bin Laden's.
Yeah, he seemed kind of miffed by these questions. At one point, NBC News' David Gregory said, people say you never made a you never admit that you made a mistake. Is that fair? And he kind of said, well, that's, you know, we weren't on a war footing. That's just a reality, Dave. And he had that sort of condescending use of the first name that people have when they're sort of miffed at someone. He threw out a lot of red herrings about this. Well, critics are saying Muslims, or he even used the word brown-skinned people, aren't ready for democracy, or people who compare the war to Vietnam are saying, you know, they're not sending the right message to our troops, or people who say this is a phony or fraudulent coalition, they're denigrating the contributions of other countries to the war effort. he's not answering the questions that people asked him. I mean, I think that President Bush had a sort of a handful of answers he wanted to give, and he gave them over and over again.
Slate's Chris Sullentrop from Washington. Chris, thanks for joining us on Day to Day.
Thank you.